Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Oh boy. Oh no.
Oh yes.
No.
Oh yes, V.
Oh God.
We're back! Future Bachelor! Woo! We gotta set it off with a vibe, you know?
Easy MF and vibe.
I'm feeling this so too much. I don't come on. Yeah. Welcome to episode 7.
007
Future Bachelor.
License to Kill.
Yeah, that was a fun little intro. I don't know.
We didn't even get to the good parts of that song.
Oh, okay, well. I don't know. I think that's in way later. So, yeah, that's Africa. That's fun. I don't know, V, you were giving me a really hard time about our intro song, and it's just like I had to have, like, the way I think about this intro song is like me, it's like literally my theme song of
the
day.
It's a vibe.
It's got to be a vibe. Like, I picture myself as like John Travolta, and John Travolta in the beginning of that movie, and that's like my staying alive, you know what I'm saying? So
I get that. Yeah. I think I was just nostalgic because I've been listening to a lot of Jesse McCartney recently.
Yo, V just texted me today, and she's like, yo, I got a great idea. Let's start this podcast off with Jesse McCartney.
It was a great idea. I just said.
I love how you're going back on your idea.
No, I said this is an idea because it's been.
This is an idea. Okay. Who says that about any idea?
Because it's been stuck in my head because he performed at the end of the school year stuff at Mizzou, and a lot of my friends that are grad students there or like younger or whatever were sending me Snapchats and like, oh my God, like Jesse McCartney still can get it.
Yeah, we probably won't do that one for the beginning of the show. Maybe next episode, probably not. But welcome to episode 7 of Future Bachelor. And my name is Cy.
I'm Veronica. And obviously, I don't matter on this show.
If you listen to the past 3 episodes, you guys know that this show is about the Future Bachelor, not the Future Bachelorette. But maybe we'll have a spinoff podcast eventually.
I just don't think it's fair that like my position on this show is lesser.
Dude, we talk about all your stuff. Yeah, you're right. But I mean, there always has to be a number one, but you're my number 2. You were just complaining about this party that we're going to this weekend. And I was like, yeah, who am I going to bring for my wingman? She's like, why do you got to bring a wingman? I'm bringing this person.
No, I was just saying that you were invited to my pregame, i.e. you would be rolling in with my crew, because the way that you made it sound like is that you needed someone with you to like help ease you into the party, which I was like, why, if you're going to be going with me?
No, I just like to roll with like a crew, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The Fly Kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think that was weird. You're going with like a whole bunch of people. Why?
Well, I'm bringing a whole bunch of people.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to bring a whole bunch. I just wanted one.
Well,
I don't know. We've been already fighting today. Hopefully, our topic of the day doesn't get us way down a dark, dark path.
Thank goodness we're such good pills, right?
Yeah. About that. But yeah, so last weekend was Cinco de Mayo, and it was a pretty crazy weekend for me. I'm not going to lie. It flew by. A lot of people hit me up. I'm sorry. I'll call you back or text you back.
No, he's not, guys.
That's what I want to do. Before we get into this weekend, I eventually want to start an after podcast, like kind of like with afterthoughts. And that one I wanted to make around a Future Bachelorette or something like that. You know, something like a little like after show. Maybe it's like halfway during the week. We just give like a 5-minute thing or thoughts or something like that. So I just mess around. The show is about both me and V. It came from an idea stemming from Future Bachelor. When we joke about this being my podcast, it's not really like that. It's our podcast.
He's saying this just because he knows that there's a bunch of people that could be like coming for his head.
No. Apparently, V has a lot of friends, so I just want them to listen to the podcast. And she's got the opinions that matter. But
I do have the opinions that matter.
Yeah. But yeah, so we had a crazy weekend. Or not we together, but like I was wondering what you did for Cinco de Mayo.
Or
this weekend in general.
Yeah,
this past weekend.
So like on actual Cinco, we did a pool day. My friends and I were good. We all worked out in the morning. We're like, yeah, we're going to earn our alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And so we did a pool day. And then I was drinking lots of tequila at the pool. Made myself some very strong margaritas. And then we napped and rallied. I think I might have been the only one that actually napped because I was pass. I was tired. I was so tired.
Day drinking will get you.
And then we went out to the Battery, and I rode the bull at the bar.
What night was that? Saturday?
That was Saturday night. Okay. And I rode the bull, and I was like really good at it.
Actually, I think I saw a snap of you.
Yeah. No, like.
Well, what'd you say? You said something funny. You like in the capture, just out here.
I'm like, I could have done better. And then I think on my Instagram story, I was like, I'm out here trying.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I'm out here trying. I thought that was funny as hell.
Yeah. I'm a funny gal, guys.
Well, that's what's up. Well, Friday came along, and most weekends, if I'm not like going out of town or something, I try to attempt to like, I tried to like not make plans for the weekend because it gets a little crazy in ATL.
For the weekend.
Yeah. Some of SZA, Future Bachelor podcast playlist. But no, so I was at work. It was 5 o'clock. Usually I'm out of there by 5 on a Friday, but I started just like waiting around to see like what people were doing. No one was texting me, and it got to like 5:30, and someone was like, "Hey, I got a 3-day pass for you for shout out my girl Kara."
Oh wow!
She gave me a 3-day pass to Shaky Knees, which is a festival here, and it was like headlining.
I was about to say because you were at Shaky Knees, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, I know, because I was there. I just walked in. I was like, "All right, what's up, Jack White?" That was pretty cool.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Yeah, I was snapping from there Friday night. I was so lit. I was calling Jack White a whole bunch of different
names. You called him Jake White because
I called him Jake White. I called him Jaco Blanco, and then I called him. And I called him Jack Black, but ironically, Jack Black was also performing
there with Tenacious D. Yeah.
So I got to see Jack White and Jack Black at the same show. That was pretty cool.
Wow, that is kind of cool.
But yeah, Friday got me toe up because I stayed up really late, and then it was Cinco de Mayo the next day, and everyone was like, it was such a beautiful weekend, and I was nice. Inside most of it just because of the nighttime I was out.
Ooh,
so yeah.
Doing it wrong.
Well, I feel like eventually we went to a Mexican restaurant. We took some tequila shots and some margs and got right back on ponies.
Right
so.
On it. Giddy up.
Giddy up. Yeah. All got right. back on that ass. So pretty much, I had a great weekend. And now I'm just, you know, long week at work, but looking forward to another great weekend. I got some friends coming into town and it's going to be fun. And we got that party to go to Saturday night. I was invited.
Yeah, that's a recap from last week because like you were like, I better be invited.
I was.
And plus, you know, we talked about our tactic. Well, we're just going to roll in and we're going to be like, we're just going to play like our little thing, Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how to like tell people about the podcast with like, what's it called? Future Bachelor. Why is that? Because one day I'm going to be the Future Bachelor.
And then they'll be like,
what?
Intrigue.
They're like, okay. So either they're going to really like it or really be like, yeah, this kid is weird. But yeah, so but, we have a lot to look forward to.
Also, you know? Like Future Bachelor, like as we always are now saying, always now, that we predict the future.
Oh, yes. We are.
We're low key psychics.
Well, what happened this week? What do we predict?
What happened? So, like, we've been like talking a bunch about Yodel Kid, which his real name is Mason.
I mean, we're just big fans.
We are. We're big fans. We're huge fans. And we kept referencing how we're like, oh, he's like Jay Biebs. Like, him and Jay Biebs should meet up because, like, he's like, you know, the little
country JB,
and they met up.
Yeah, they, like you literally sent me a text that was like JB and him.
I like and okay, JB's. I don't know what he is doing with his hair right now because he looks a little rank. But
yeah, it looks like he's wearing the same clothes for a week. Is he back with Selena?
Nah, dude, they're broken up. So
what?
Like, that's probably why.
Oh my god,
he's a mess. He's a mess without her.
Well, I thought I just saw them together.
Nope, they're gone. They're donezo.
Since when?
Since several weeks ago, at least.
Well, she's moved on to Mason Ramsey now, the Yodel Kid.
That's why he's trying to get him.
Yeah, but so that's another prediction. We're almost at like 5 predictions.
I know, we really got to keep track of these because like...
I can remember them. We documented most of them in the last episode. Yeah, that's another one. I'm still really impressed with my Meek Mill one.
The Meek Mill one was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So,
Go re-listen to episode 6 if you want to hear other... Predictions that have come true.
Oh yeah, we're trying to figure out ways for like people to want to continue to listen with us but also have a reason if this is the first episode they listen to go back, and then you'll find an Easter egg in that one that makes you go back to episode 5 and then 4. But can you believe we're at episode 7, technically 8, and we've done a lot more than that.
The vault is full.
We're very, very much soon approaching our episode 10.
Which, like, I feel like we should do something for.
Well, I'm just, like, super stoked about it because, I don't know, I came up, I went with the idea of doing 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
0 for the first one, so I don't know why I'm doing it, but it's
I know I kind of was when you started doing it. I was kind of like, okay.
But do you like it? Do you not like it?
I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay, hold your reserves. I don't know. I just feel like it for me, it gets us. It's to a goal of getting to 1,000 episodes where we have to add a fourth digit. Like I don't know why, but
yeah, no. I guess that was the vibe I got. Was like he's like, oh, he's thinking we're gonna at least get to the hundreds.
Oh, we're definitely getting to the hundreds. Like imagine when we get to episode 100 and we have 100.
It's gonna be like when you know you're in kindergarten and they like you celebrate like the 100th day of school and everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll wear like backpacks. We'll have like little signs around our neck made out of macaroni.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just figured because I was thinking like, are we gonna do seasons? Are we gonna do this and that? And originally, when we're gonna recap all the Bachelor episodes, we were gonna do them by like episodes and season and all that stuff. So now we just come up with cool. That was a reminder to turn off my noise.
So, I like was so worried. I was like, is that my computer?
See, yeah, that's how I got it. It was the link you emailed me earlier, and it was my email that was up. It's always V's fault, but it's all good. I still love you, V.
Wow, thank God.
What are we getting into today? What's on the plan?
So yesterday, well, for those who are listening, mm-hmm. this past Monday mm-hmm. was the first Monday in May.
Okay.
And every first Monday in May is the Met Gala.
Mm.
So that was, and this year's.
Why am I just hearing about that right now?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, every first Monday in May, it's like now I literally first Monday in May, I saw that in everybody's.
Yeah, I don't know why that's like what people are using as their. I guess there are a lot of their captions and stuff. I don't know. Maybe that was just like the, like, how are we going to switch it up for documenting this on social? I guess that was the way they went with it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's really cool. I liked it. I was like, dope. Makes me want to get ready for my next year first Monday in May pick. I might do first Monday in June.
All right. Anywho, the theme this year was Heavenly Bodies, and it's the fashion and the Catholic imagination, which as
it's crazy
as a Catholic and like an appreciator of art and fashion, I was living for this theme.
Yeah,
like this is like my everything. Mm-hmm. Like Catholic imagery is so fascinating to me and all the art around it. So there was like, I mean, everybody was showing out. Rihanna was one of the co-hosts, I think, of the night, and she was dressed as like a bedazzled pope, and I was living for it. Mm-hmm. I was like, Rihanna is amazing. This is beautiful.
I really liked Nick Jonas's outfit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he looked fly as hell. He looked like this.
Nick Jonas looked so good.
I mean, I was
like, you know how much I love Nick Jonas.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
AK, and he took the freaking subway there. He was literally just like walking around in New York, and like my friends who live in New York who also love Nick Jonas, because like I don't know what heterosexual women don't love Nick Jonas.
Or honestly. Heterosexual men.
They were like, oh my god, we could have freaking seen him. Yeah. And I was like, yo, what are you guys doing?
We're Ubering. We don't got a Metro card. But yeah, no, it was like I honestly didn't know that was coming, and I saw everybody like in all these like nun outfits and stuff like that. Ariana Grande.
She was wearing like
Olivia Munn, like all these people I follow. Ugh. Olivia Munn is like I'm gonna follow her on the future Bachelor.
Could you do that? Yeah, she's beautiful. And she's funny.
Yeah.
And she's great. But yeah, and she's wearing like that all chainmail dress mm-hmm. and stuff. And Ariana Grande was wearing like the Sistine Chapel painting dress and
Yeah, people were having fun with it. It felt like Halloween, but everyone had the same theme.
Yeah, and it's just so awesome. And it's like, that's why whenever there's like, you see the couple of stars that aren't dressed in theme, you're like, you're lame.
Yeah.
It's like showing up to a theme party, like not dressed in theme, and you're like, get out, you're no fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how you get invited. Like, what's the point of going?
Yeah,
honestly, don't go.
Yeah. Cardi B looked amazing.
Yeah.
She had, like, she was bedazzled.
She had the girls out.
She always, I don't know, like, her tits don't make any sense.
I won't comment. No comment.
But,
we only get one no comment of the podcast, okay?
Oh, boy. All right.
We already both used them.
What was my no comment?
You said no comment on the double
O's.
Oh,
yeah. I just said I won't say anything.
No comment. All right. But
but I guess like a creepy stalker dude or something was like trying to get at her, And her bodyguards had to kind of mess
up. Yeah, there was some footage caught. It was some footage caught that was right outside of the gala or something like that. Cardi B's people beat up some dude that was trying to get he was like an autograph hound or something.
Yeah, I guess he's gone after other celebrities similarly before. Yeah. So.
Or the guy on tape was like an Amigos crew or something like that. So there might be some things going down there. They beat him up.
But yeah,
Lambo. We'll get into that later.
But her and Nicki Minaj seem to be playing friendly. Everybody wants to make them have some sort of
Did you watch it?
Brawl. Yeah, I saw bits of coverage. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering if they were gonna be around each other.
Yeah, they were. They were talking to each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they're so chill.
Okay. That's good.
And Nicki was out there to play. She was wearing
She wasn't playing.
She was wearing this all red dress. It was beautiful. This beaded headdress stuff on. And she was kind of supposed to be dressed like the devil.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely had, a persona about her that night that she was trying to, play off. Here, we got a little bit of this.
Here, Nicki Minaj live on the E-Red carpet.
Oh, hi, you guys. How are you? This is live? Oh, my God.
Let me
see my, Tiffany Diamonds, darling.
I love her different personalities.
Seductress realness right now.
She's so pretty when she smiles.
You know what? Because I'm the bad guy, and I wanted to make sure.
Oh, hold up. I got to bring that back.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Seductress realness right now.
All right, go silent for a second because they censor out, her curse words. But this is, the interesting part of this clip.
Darling. You're giving me seductress realness right now.
Yes, temptress.
You know what? Because I'm the bad guy, and I wanted to make sure that the bad guy was here. Album dropping June 15th. It's called Queen. Hey, Bonds, I love you.
Okay, so every time I watch it, I get this weird feeling because
because I've seen the video. Stares straight into the camera and does this total shady.
She goes from smiling to some evil look.
And it's this total shady shade look too. And I'm just like, girl.
And she's like, because I'm the bad guy and I'm
which
here.
Is like, and she's referencing her line from Chun-Li.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was dressed as the bad guy. That was the whole idea. She was it was a Catholic, theme.
They're saying that
and
they're trying to pin her against
the devil.
But they're saying they're trying to that bad guy thing is because they're trying to pin her against Cardi B. And this right here is great. These people are almost it's a they're all planning it out perfectly because Cardi B serves it up for Nicki Minaj to come in here and be for her album drop, and it's called Queen. And
I'm excited.
She's making a statement. Queen, that's naming your album God.
But she also, I feel it's got probably multiple meanings. She's also from Queens.
Yeah.
So that could probably be a potential meaning.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. That's great.
She always does talk about how she's, the mother of most rappers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be, queen mother of, that thing. So there's probably a ton
queen
of
Queen of the Damned. She kind of looked like Queen of the Damned here.
Yeah. Yeah. She was a satanic queen. So we'll have to see. When that comes out, you'll hear us talk about it, I'm sure.
Well, that's pretty cool. Talking about some other people. Or there was some couples that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of couples that kind of made their red carpet debut. Mm-hmm. And one of them, super random, Elon Musk and the singer Grimes. For those who don't know, Elon Musk is...
What does Grimes sing?
Grimes sings, what is she on? What is a popular song that she's on right now?
I can look it up.
Featured on. But, I mean, I like Grimes and stuff, but I'm trying to think of what you would possibly know.
Two M's or what?
Just
one. Okay, I see.
And Elon Musk, he's in charge of Tesla. He's got all that crazy space stuff that he's doing.
Yeah, he's got Tesla in space. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these songs, but they got a lot of views, so.
Yeah.
It looks scary.
No, Grimes is really cool, but it's just a strange pairing because she's the typical gothy, artsy weirdo artist, and he's this weird there's the memes being all when you're trying to stop dating artsy boys who F you over, so you go for a space daddy instead. And I'm
I feel Elon Musk is as you know, he's in suits and he has to do all these, like, you know, keynotes and all this stuff. Like, he's a pretty weird guy. Like,
he's a weirdo.
I hear he just, like, sleeps at his factory, like, on the floor or something like that.
So they're probably both too much work. Weirdos, but yeah, in way different ways.
For sure.
But
that's definitely that was a surprising
matchup. That was just a weird, like, I've honestly, my friends and I that I have, like, a group text with, we have been talking. We're like, who still isn't over the Elon Musk and Grimes thing among me? I'm not over.
Do they look good together?
They look weird together.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, weird is cool.
Weird is cool. But Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse, both from Riverdale, mm-hmm. have made, like, their actual red carpet debut, I guess.
Oh, are they dating or something?
So, yeah, they're dating. They both, they play a couple in the show as well. Bughead is, like, cute. Their couple name, mm-hmm. Betty and Jughead. Mm-hmm. But they made, like, they've been known to be dating, but, like, they made their red carpet debut because, like, they're very quiet about dating. So, yeah. They looked great, too. Like, they looked really freaking good. I'm in love with Cole Sprouse, and I just love Lily as well. So,
oh, yeah.
But then also another, like, more, like, music-based couple, like, slash not is Shawn Mendes is dating Hailey Baldwin, who is a model.
Oh wow.
Who was, like, friends with, like, Kendall Jenner and those folk. But yeah, so he was, like, there, and I guess, like, he was so cute about it, he kept
she's, like, related to, like, Alec Baldwin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he was all like, I'm here with a vet, blah blah blah, she's here all the time, like, I'm just here, I'm a rookie here along. And I was like, oh, Shawn, you're so cute. Like,
and he just released new music this past weekend. I saw it too,
like,
so
he's, yeah,
like, you got music, you're gonna show up.
He's got that song with Khalid right now, Youth.
Yeah, it's good,
really good.
You know, I think Alec Baldwin is a good transition into Saturday Night Live this past weekend. I however did get to catch Saturday Night Live on Sunday morning, but it was one of the, like, probably the one of the best episodes that I've enjoyed. I love Saturday Night Live.
I have to finish it all the way through still, but I've seen the majority of it.
Yeah.
But I've been, like, so hyped for this one because it was Donald Glover as the host,
mm-hmm.
and his musical guest was Childish Gambino.
That's way better than Drake, like, hosting and Drake performing. I think that's so cool that he's like, and musical guest host Childish Gambino.
I know, it's like a Hannah Montana, like, Miley Cyrus kind of moment.
Well, it's not just because of that, but it started off with we didn't even get to talk about it. I just remembered, but Stormy Daniels was on this episode.
That's right. That's right.
So she, like, got to do a skit with Alec Baldwin talking to Trump. It was like, and it was like they were, like, alluding to some things, like, where she think, like, it was almost like she's pretty much convinced he's gonna get impeached or, like, arrested or something like
it's
that.
It's wild. Yeah.
So it was kind of crazy. She's they were, like, made a joke about, like, porn stars not, like, being actually good at acting, so yeah. it was kind of weird to see her, like, talk to a fake Trump, and, like, he's being all perverted and stuff.
It is, it's kind of like a weird time that we live in.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
But to start off with, like, Donald Glover's monologue, he was talking about how he's actually Danny Glover's dad, which is always funny because Danny Glover is from Lethal Weapon and everyone gets their names confused and stuff. So he starts off by saying that, and then he goes into talking about how he pretty much has auditioned for Saturday Night Live a couple times and has never gotten it, and now he's hosting it, so that's pretty cool.
It was hilarious. Yeah, I don't know, he just, like, has such, like, his kind of humor is, like, some of my favorite kind of humor. It's, like, so, it's satirical yet it's, like,
silly too.
It's, like, silly. It's so, he can, like, be so, like, dark and, like, deep, but so also, like, surface level silly that it's, like, and a lot of it, he has, like, great facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, any of his, like, his stand-up special Weirdo that's on Netflix, he, like, does some of the best, like, his physical comedy is there,
mm-hmm.
but then also, like, he has, like, the writing to back it up. Like, I love Donald Glover more than most things, and mm-hmm. I think he is an incredibly talented person. He's a Renaissance man.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy because Renaissance man is exactly what he is.
He's
like the type of person that I strive to be, like, in my life, you know. What really comes out through him is, like, his mindset and the things he thinks about, like, it really comes through in his music and his mm-hmm. comedy or his acting or writing and his shows, like, in Atlanta and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
he just, like, Is able to get his creativity and his thoughts and his, you know, his stances on things through like these avenues of like talent that he has. And when he started coming out as a rapper, I was like, this is so crazy. Mm-hmm. But then I went to go see him live and it was like, holy cow, yeah. I can enjoy a comedy show from this dude and a performance.
It's wild. Yeah. So, I saw him at Lollapalooza back when he was like he was like on the smaller stages, so it's yeah. like when he first started rapping, and now I'm gonna be seeing him like here in Atlanta.
You
like,
got tickets
in September? Yeah.
You already bought them?
Yeah.
How much were they?
They were, I think the ones that we got were like maybe like 150.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, his tickets are going for 150. Mm-hmm. That's like Kanye price now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, like my friend and I kind of were like, will we usually pay this much to go to a concert? No, but like we want to see Donald Glover in Atlanta. Like,
yeah, no,
of
that's
all
sick.
Places,
that
like,
is sick.
In
that,
Atlanta. Yo,
that's tight. That's tight. That's
super it's tight.
I like, I've been trying to like do that to be funny, say everything's tight.
Tight.
Yeah, 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 man.
It's tight.
Donald Glover's tight.
So he's tight.
Atlanta's tight.
It's tight.
But yeah, so that's Kanye prices. But speaking of Kanye,
he had a whole. There it is. The skit.
It doesn't matter. None of this matters. I need to know if he said poopity scoop.
And she dies.
Yeah, he did a whole sketch during SNL. It was called A Kanye Place, and it was like a parody of, you know, A Quiet Place, which is a movie that's very
spoiler big. Alert. Like, it's like a monster that kills anybody that makes a noise.
I guess
it's
not really a spoiler because that's the pretense of the movie.
Yeah, but I guess. But just in case. You're like, what's A Quiet Place? Oh, that sounds like a great movie. Thanks for ruining it, Future Bachelor. Spoiler alert. So, yeah, they did that spoof on it, and it was, like, pretty genius.
It was hilarious because, you know, it was like, you know.
It's actually genius. Like, it's like these guys are about to die. And all they have to do is just be quiet, but they cannot help themselves but talk about Kanye.
Yeah, and talk about all the drama, which that's even what's happening, you know,
in the
just
world.
In general, is like people are like, ugh. It's a kind of like the whole like ignoring and other important things to talk about other crazy things.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty incredible because that was an awesome show, and he debuted two new songs.
Yeah.
And one was called Saturday,
which was like such a good
it
vibe.
It was really, really good. And the performance was cool too.
It was really cool. I don't think it's on Spotify yet though.
I don't think so. It'll probably drop this Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
But no, it has to drop on a Saturday. I hate when songs are labeled one thing and then they drop. It's like, yo, you just missed the whole
market. We predict that it will drop.
Yeah, on a Friday. Yeah. But if it's Saturday, we predicted it here. Yeah, you're right. Future Bachelor. But yeah, it's pretty crazy because when I woke up on Sunday morning, I didn't know he was going to be performing and hosting Saturday Night Live, but I woke up. I think it was you posted it, actually. I think it was like you posting the video was his single, This Is America.
Yeah, because I posted that probably like way late on Saturday night because I like when I was up after being out, I was like watching everything. I was like watching like the video and everything like that. And I was all like, this is amazing.
It was. It really was. I set up like the computer at my friend's house.
I've rewatched that video so many times.
I was like jaw on the floor the whole time. It was awesome. It was really dope. I think, and it's the same dude that actually produces Atlanta.
A lot of the episodes that directs a lot of the episodes of Atlanta with Donald Glover. His name is Hero.
Oh, wow. Is that my phone?
His name is Hero Murai. Murai. I'm probably mispronouncing it, which I'm sorry. Hero Murai. He's behind a lot of the Atlanta episodes, as well as, I guess, videos for, like, Earl Sweatshirt, Black Party, and some other
I messed up,
folks.
Veronica. I messed up.
Every episode.
Every episode, there's something that goes wrong, and this episode was supposed to go so right. But I forgot to put my phone in airplane mode. And you would think as a fly kid, I could go in airplane mode. I got the damn symbol tattooed on my wrist, but I can't remember to put it in the frickin' mode. And it's not so bad. I don't care if you hear a ring in the background of the podcast, but what's really disappointing is that I actually figured out how to record the audio in real time with my video, and have the podcast record in real time in an audio. And now it's cut off because someone called me. So we'll catch you next week.
Well, I guess you're going to have to.
Maybe that'll be a feature we release with our anniversary of episode 10 comes. Yeah. You can start watching us on YouTube.
Yeah.
But actually, we're there. Our podcast thing automatically uploads.
Yeah. Like if you're just on podcast, if like YouTube. You listen to music stuff via YouTube, you can listen to us. Yeah. On YouTube.
But sorry for cutting you off. We ended up at him releasing "This Is America."
So this is America.
A really important song.
Which is
song.
A really, really awesome.
I just want to make sure I'm gonna put the center
point. Video. And so the basic pretense of this video is talking about gun violence in America. This is the basic pretense. So. In the video, there's a ton of imagery tied to like how people treat guns and how people treat victims of gun violence. And as you could see, like the people who are killed in the video are just dragged off or like left there while he hands the gun back to somebody. There's always someone there to hold the gun in like a nice cloth or whatever and like take it back safely.
Yeah.
And there's so it's just like, you know, the whole idea of like what's more important in America. Bodies or guns?
Yeah, the only like criticism I kind of saw was people talking about him. They were like, you know, this just shows like black on black violence, but it's just because they choose not to read into it.
Which
a little
is like,
bit
yeah,
more. They just want to see like a black dude like shooting up other black people. But
that's people completely missing the point.
Well, they're also talking
like,
about like. Are the distractions in America too, like these dances
and
videos
and
stuff,
that's
you know?
The whole that's why I've watched this video like four times
because he's actually dancing really good. He comes
dancing,
in like this is America, like he's like hype as hell,
the
beat
the
slapping
first time, the first time you watch it you like pay attention to like what he does with the guns and you pay attention to him dancing with the school kids the entire time. You're like wow, but then you gotta like actually watch the stuff in the background because that's the whole point is that he's dancing and like you're paying more attention to like pop culture and dancing and whatever and stuff like that than like what's actually
there's
happening.
Like some stuff going on in the back. There's like a lot of secret things, Easter eggs in there. Like I think I heard like SZA's somewhere
SZA's
in the video.
SZA's sitting like on the cars. All the cars are old cars like at the end of the video because you know, most rap videos show people like a new souped up cars. And like, so it was a whole, like the whole dichotomy of like what a lot of people like actually have.
Yeah.
There's a death, like a black figure of death riding a pale horse in the background.
Holy shit. I honestly heard like on a Saturday Night Live performance that he had like 21 Savage, like doing ad libs in the background and Young Thug.
He has like a whole bunch of people doing ad libs. Like somebody tweeted out everybody who they thought. Like, the one tweet that I saw that I thought was funny, it was all like, first listen, this is sick. Oh, was that Young Thug at the end? Second listen, wait, no, Young Thug is all over the track. Third listen, did I just hear 21 Savage? Fourth listen, I swear Gambino's adding features in real time.
Yo, that's really good. That's really
like,
good.
It's so real, though, because it's like, the one little note that I thought was crazy that I didn't even notice at first, and like, as a fashion person and a fashion history person, I kept looking at his pants and I couldn't figure out what they were. They're Confederate Army pants.
Oh, wow.
Wild. Yeah. But yeah, no, there's like, I guess, a whole bunch of ad libs in there. Like, I think 21 Savage, Young Thug, there is Kendrick somewhere on there, some ad libs. Rick Ross, supposedly. People said they heard Rick Ross. Some people said that they heard Offset and Quavo, Lil Pump, Black Boy, and then Aminé.
Wow. So, I only hear Young Thug.
Young Thug.
And then there's...
I think I hear Kendrick.
21 Savage, I heard on the performance on Saturday Night Live. But, you know, really just to kind of like, you know, tie this up and the bow. We were talking last episode about Kanye and like his antics. And this is the complete opposite. It's almost like Kanye served up, Donald Glover to have such a successful like release of this stuff. You know?
Because I feel like people were like, okay, what is this commentary we're getting from Kanye on America? Because like it doesn't make any sense to like a lot of the people's experience. And then Donald Glover's like, let me Let me show you.
The best part about it is that Donald Glover had probably have kept this under wraps. It's not like he just did it in the last week.
Yeah, it's not like he just just did
after
this
Kanye
video.
Dropped. Like he just like spent his whole next week like planning this
whole
release.
He's like, okay, here's this video. We're doing it right now.
Yeah. Get him on Saturday Night Live in 4 days. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, he like had this planned out. That's why I'm saying like the timing of all this stuff is kind of crazy. And
it makes you wonder. Like, what's going on really with like...
That's what I was saying. Like, everything's playing. What's going on with Kanye? What's going on with Cardi? What's going on with Nicki? Yeah. Like, there's just, like, some... It feels really weird right now. Too perfect. Drake's going to come right after Donald Glover. Like, I feel... Honestly, as much as, you know, when Drake released God's Plan, I think, like, God's This Is America, like, caught people a little bit more. I think it went more viral. What do you think?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I didn't look at any numbers or anything.
This Is America, I think, like, as of, like... It had over like 10 million views, I think, on like Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it was released Saturday night.
Well, I guess this is going to be his like final album.
This is his final. Yeah, this is his final time that he's going to be performing.
So,
like,
yeah,
doing
that 150 might be worth it. You might not see him do music again.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he probably will, but he might retire.
Yeah. I think he said like this whole thing is like he's like, I'm gonna stop being Childish, like I'm not gonna be producing any more music and being Childish Gambino, which I don't know. We don't know. I mean, he's got a lot of projects that he's doing. He's in the new Han Solo Star Wars movie.
Oh yeah.
Which they had to redo that whole movie and then I think he was probably working on that for much longer than typically you would be working on a movie. You know, he's doing Atlanta. Atlanta is an incredible show, and it'll probably come back for another season after the second season we're in the midst of. And I'm sure he's just cranking other stuff. I mean, I feel like he's trying to like work on more like writing and different stuff like that.
Or also, you know, maybe he could be like come back out with new music, but under Donald Glover.
But yeah,
maybe
maybe he just like wants to switch into a. Yeah.
More serious thing. Because he's like a really good singer. Like that Saturday is like the complete opposite of like what like This Is America is.
Yeah.
He's singing the whole time and This Is America is like rapping and.
Rapping, singing. It's like, it's just like it's almost like spoken word at the same time.
Yeah. But
he's such an artist. I have like big old hard eyes for Donald Glover.
Yeah,
I just love
Well,
him.
If I were to aspire to be like some people, these are he's the type of person that like I look up to. So definitely shout out to Donald Glover. Loving the new music, loving the new stuff. I'm really happy for him. And that was one of the dopest episodes of Saturday Night Live I've seen.
Yeah,
so
that's why I gotta finish watching it all the way through. So
yeah. Which goat we can get into what? Our song of the week, right?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I guess that's we've talked about it a little bit. We might as well let people know what it sounds like. Our song of the week is going to be Childish Gambino, This Is America. And V said it before the show. I reiterated, this song slaps.
It slaps.
So
hard.
Enjoy the song. We're going to party a little
bit. We're
going
to party a little bit to dance a little.
Nope. That's Sire. Okay.
Psych us out with that one.
Yeah. It's just like so happy at first. Two.
We just want to party.
Come on. Let go. We just want the money. Future Bachelor. Okay. I know you want to party. Party just for me. Girl, you got me. New exclusive. Dancing shit to break. We just want to party. You hear that, Young Thug?
This is America.
Woo!
Don't catch you slipping up.
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 Look what I'm whipping up.
Yeah.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm trying to listen for all the ad libs. I think that was offset.
I got the strap.
Hey.
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, or I'ma get the bag. Yeah,
Yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Yeah.
America, yeah.
Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up.
Yeah, Young Thug's going in now. He's like,
yeah, yeah.
This is America. Yeah,
yeah.
Don't catch you slipping up.
Yeah. So check that out. We just added it to the Future Bachelor podcast playlist on Spotify. This thing's getting thick, V. We got a lot of songs on here.
I mean, yeah. You want it to be long. You want to have a nice hearty playlist.
I'm like actually recommending it to people. Like, I'm like, oh, Sai, you have good music. I'm like, yeah, play on this place. We don't put bad songs on the Future
Bachelor
playlist.
No, they all are good songs.
Yeah, so that was This Is America by Childish Gambino. It's one of the newest songs this week and one of the newest songs from him. So Saturday's coming hopefully soon and in a whole new album. Do you have a name for it yet?
Not that I know of.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it got me really excited. It's always funny because we're like, what's the topic of the week? And they just keep coming and falling on our lap.
It's just like, I know. One of these weeks we're going to have to like actually think really hard about what we're going to talk about.
Hopefully not, but because I don't know. I feel like there's just been like really good topics week after week. It was Cardi, Nicki, Kanye, you know, Don.
I know. We're living in a time where a lot of different parts of, you know, pop culture, music, life are intersecting in like really interesting ways for us to talk about. So
I wanted to give a couple shout outs for people leaving reviews or people that just come up and talk to me about the podcast.
Same.
So first off is my cousin, Mr. Ease. Shout out my cousin. It's my best friend right there. He gave us a review and everything. I just want to say I love you, cuz, and thanks for the review and 5 stars. And then also my friend Falco and his girlfriend Trisha, who just was in town 2 weeks ago. That's the people I went to go do trap karaoke with.
Yeah.
And so my friend Falco, we like lived together and stuff in Orlando, but he was visiting from DC that weekend, and that's when I told him about my podcast. And so we were listening in the car, and you know, and then his girlfriend Trisha actually listens to it each week now.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, she's awesome. And but the cool part about it is like she'll actually like shoot me like feedback, and I appreciate it. I'm not gonna like, it was a nice little conversation we had about like some stuff from past episodes, whether it was like the Drake video or Beyonce and stuff, but it gets me thinking about like my point of view and that people are listening and stuff, and I like to hear their point of view, and I get to like say, well, I did say I was a Beyonce fan, yes, I did say this, but you know, though it's really cool. So I wanted to shout out Trish, thank you for listening and being part of my family now with Falco. And let's see, and that's pretty much it. That's all I really had. So if you guys want to hear yourself on the podcast, get shouted out, make sure you leave us a review. Make sure you're subscribing on Apple iTunes, and you can get us each week. We drop at 5 p.m. on Thursday, every Thursday. I'm actually really proud of that. I was like looking at the dates, and they're all perfectly 7 days apart, and they all drop at 5 p.m.
I love it. I know. I love getting the little push notification.
Hell yeah.
When it's like new episode, I'm like, yeah.
I dropped. So, yeah, it's really cool. So make sure you're getting there, and I just want to shout out everyone that's continuing to listen to us. This is like really cool.
Tell your friends if you like
us. We're going harder and harder. I think we're about to start that sticker campaign here in the next week or two.
Yes, stickers.
Sticker campaign.
You know,
so
big,
if you start seeing some
stickers,
Future Bachelor podcast stickers around, just tell a friend to tell a friend, subscribe right there and take a picture and let us know, and you'll get a shout out like that.
Tag, you know? And then, you know, if you find those stickers, tag at a Future Batch.
Yeah. So next week, we probably have some crazy stories from the party that we go to this weekend.
I'm like been thinking about it. I'm like, are we gonna be extra, or like, how are we gonna be?
I think you might have to be my beer pong partner.
Might
have to be how it goes down. But I think we might have to be extra. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Why would we ever turn down for what?
Yeah.
Turn down for what? That should be fun. So look forward to some stories. I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend. Being the weekend.
Same. It's
only 9 to 5 on the weekend. Sorry. That's number one on the podcast playlist, though. So listen to it.
It's one of the best songs too.
So everyone have a nice, fun, and safe rest of your week and weekend. I'm actually really thrown off by the fact that we recorded a day early. Usually we record on Wednesday.
I know it makes our week seem so much longer.
Dude,
I'm like, yeah, I'm recording, and then like when I was at work today, I was like, oh my god, I have so much week left.
Yeah, I know, right? But the podcast usually breaks it up. But I was like so lost because we were doing the podcast this week on a Tuesday
because of you. But
well, yes, this time it is my fault. But I am my boss. So I was like, hey, boss, we have every Wednesday. It's like a Wednesday meeting. I was like, hey, sorry, I'm not gonna be able to make it. He's like, what meeting are you talking about? I'm like, hey, boss, sorry, my head is just spinning around. I don't know what day it is right now because I just had so much work going on. So it's like, this has actually been nice to just be able to talk and relax and not think about other stuff right now.
I know.
So the weekend can't come soon enough. Yeah. But this has been episode 007, Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you guys next week. Deuces.
Bye. Future Bachelor Podcast.